And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 1st. This week in 1969, John Lennon received 17 facial stitches, and Yoko Ono received 14 of her own after a car they were in crashed in Scotland. Sam Phillips sold the legendary Sun Records studio in Memphis, Tennessee this week in 1969. In 1976, Connie Francis received a $2.5 million judgment against a motel in which she was sexually assaulted 2 years earlier. In 1956, this week, Elvis Presley sang Hound Dog on the TV show Steve Allen while he was dressed in a tuxedo and singing to a real dog. In 1969, Mountain, with Leslie West and Felix Pappalardi, along with Corky Lang from Toronto, formed Mountain. Liverpool renamed its airport after their native son John Lennon this week in 2001. The Lawrence Welk TV show premiered this week in 1955. Elvis's movie King Creole opened this week in 58, and he was already serving in the U.S. Army when it was released. Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock reached number one on the Billboard charts this week in 1955, and the rock and roll era began in earnest and took off. Brian Wilson appeared on stage with the Beach Boys for the first time in 12 years in Anaheim, California, this week in 1976. In 1957 this week, the first debut album from Ray Charles, self-titled, just called Ray Charles, was released this week in 57. Paul Revere married this week in 1976 during the intermission of his concert at Kings Island Amusement Park in Cincinnati during America's Bicentennial. Gene Vincent's leg was crushed when his motorcycle was struck by a car in Franklin, Virginia this week in 1955. The Beatles accidentally snubbed Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos, and her husband pulled their police protection, and a mob then attacked the Fab Four this week in 1966. The Tony Orlando and Don TV show debuted this week in 74. Where the Action Is, that was a production of Dick Clark, had Linda Scott and Steve Alamo as hosts, premiered this week on TV in 1965. Paul McCartney first met John Lennon this week in 1957. It was at a Liverpool Church Festival concert by John's group, the Quarrymen. Jefferson Airplane formed this week in 1965. A year later in 66, Mike Dabo replaced Paul Jones as lead singer of Manfred Mann. WHBQ in Memphis became the first radio station to play an Elvis Presley record. It was That's All Right, Mama in 1954. The Beatles movie, A Hard Day's Night, debuted in London, England this week in 64. Elvis's Paradise Hawaiian Style opened nationwide this week in 1966. The Yardbirds broke up and Jimmy Page began forming what would become Led Zeppelin this week in 1968. Johnny Cash appeared for the first time on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee in 1956. An unlikely combination, Jimi Hendrix opening for the Monkees, and the audience understandably didn't appreciate Jimmy's music, and he quit the tour 5 days later in 1967. Rick Nelson starred in the short-lived TV series Malibu U in 1967. The show only lasted 3 months. In the studio, Brenda Lee went into the studio for the very first time when she was only 11 years old, and she recorded her version of Jambalaya in 1956. Also in 56, Elvis in the studio recording Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel, his first recordings with all of the Jordanaires. The Brothers Four began recording Greenfields this week in 59. Elvis's first professional recording session took place in Memphis Studios' Sun Records, and it yielded his very first single, That's All Right, Mama, in 54. The Four Tops recorded It's the Same Old Song in 65. Them, with Van Morrison, recorded the original version of Gloria this week in 64. Jackie Wilson recorded Higher and Higher in 65. The Everly Brothers recorded Till I Kiss You in 59. Ray Charles recorded Hit the Road Jack and Unchain My Heart this week in 1961. Birthdays. Late Bobby Day, born in 1930. Deborah Harry from Blondie is 73. The late Delaney Bramlett from Delaney and Bonnie, born in 1939. Dan Aykroyd from the Blues Brothers is 66. Tom Springfield from the Springfields and brother of Dusty is 81. Leapy Lee, 76. Paul Williams from the Temptations, born in 1939. Fontella Bass, born this week in 1940. Judith Durham from the Seekers is 73. Mitch Miller, born in 1911 this week. Robbie Robertson from the band is 74. Terry Cashman from Cashman and West and also the Buchanan Brothers is 75. Smiley Lou is born this week in 1913. And producer Snuff Garrett, who is responsible for hit records with Bobby V, Gary Lewis, Cher, so many others, born this week, 1939. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 1st. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.